Welcome back to NewsRamp Business and Corporate for Thursday morning, March 26, 2026. As always, real news stories with AI narration. Visit newsramp.com for the full articles. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Here we go.
Investor News breaks Orgenix Inc. NYSE American OGEN reports going concern audit opinion disclosure. Orgenix Inc. NYSE American OGEN recently disclosed an unqualified audit opinion with an explanatory paragraph in its Form 10-K addressing the company's ability to continue as a going concern. This announcement, made in accordance with NYSE American requirements, does not indicate any changes to Orgenix's financial statements or previously filed annual report.
Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on Helios Star Metals Limited 3Q 26 project. Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on Helios Star Metals Limited, highlighting progress on the Ana Paula project in Guerrera. The recent PEA outlined a 9-year underground mine with significant gold production. The company is focused on reserve conversion and expansion drilling, with plans for a feasibility study in 1H27 and targeted production in 2H28. Heliostar is self-funded for 2026, with multi-asset growth options including Cerro del Gallo and Goldstrike projects.
Investor News breaks: Global Tech Corp approved for OTCQB venture market listing. Global Tech Corp has been approved for quotation on the OTCQB venture market, a significant step in its capital market strategy. This uplisting showcases the company's commitment to corporate governance and SEC reporting compliance, while also improving investor access and liquidity. Global Tech is now positioning itself for a potential future listing on the NASDAQ capital market.
PPEC Gladstone Financial Corporation announces $50 million preferred stock commitment. PPEC Gladstone Financial Corporation has secured a $50 million preferred stock commitment from Strategic Value Bank Partners. The commitment includes an initial $30 million private placement of non-cumulative perpetual convertible preferred stock, with the option to issue an additional $20 million by the end of 2027. The preferred stock carries a 6.00% dividend rate and is convertible to common stock after 5 years. The funds will support various corporate purposes, including organic growth and acquisitions.
NARA1 Reference successfully completes limited market release of 1RF trigeminal nerve ablation system. NARA1 has successfully completed a limited market release of its 1RF trigeminal nerve ablation system, treating 12 patients across 3 leading centers. All patients reported freedom from pain, highlighting improved comfort, short procedure times, and precise localization. The system aims to address the debilitating chronic pain condition of trigeminal neuralgia, offering a promising solution for patients in need.
OKGogin acquires Ranpernay's assets and intellectual property portfolio. OKGogin Inc. acquires the global intellectual property portfolio and development assets for Ranpernay's from Organesis Inc., strengthening its lead ophthalmic program and expanding into additional antiviral indications. The acquisition establishes core pillars spanning eye care, systemic infectious disease, dermatology, and medical countermeasures for high-consequence pathogens. OKGogin's lead candidate, OKG-0303, targets acute infectious conjunctivitis, offering a potential solution for viral and bacterial causes in the disease area. Obaloo challenges legacy systems with new free procurement platform. Obaloo, the cloud-native procurement and sourcing platform, challenges legacy systems with its free forever model. The platform offers an emergency infrastructure at zero cost, enabling businesses to stabilize costs and manage vendor risk in the face of supply chain volatility. By eliminating the six-figure one-year implementation trap, Obaloo allows organizations to go live in under an hour. This market disruptor brings modern CRM and marketing automation agility to the procurement sector.
Premetric.ai introduces pre-deployment AI governance. Premetric.ai has launched a pre-deployment AI governance platform to help organizations assess the risks, impacts, and necessity of AI systems before development or deployment. This new approach shifts governance upstream, allowing decision-making on whether an AI system should exist at all. The platform aligns with global standards like the EU AI Act and MIST AI Risk Management Framework, providing structured risk assessments and auditable decision records. Early adopters in finance and healthcare praise the platform for bridging the gap between regulatory expectations and operational reality.
YK sets new standard in AI brand analytics with topical presence. YK, a leader in AI brand visibility solutions, has introduced a groundbreaking metric, topical presence, to revolutionize how brands gauge their impact in AI-generated recommendations. This tool, available on yk.io, allows brands to understand and optimize their presence across key topics within AI responses. CEO Dixon Jones explains that while share of voice indicates frequency, topical presence reveals the specific subjects AI associates with a brand, offering valuable insights for enhancing AI visibility. Ironman announces filing of application for management cease trade order. Ironman International Limited announces the filing of an application for a management cease trade order due to likely missing the deadline to file audited annual financial statements. The company is waiting for a decision from the British Columbia Securities Commission. Ironman expects to file the annual filings by April 13, 2026, and will issue biweekly default status reports until then. The TSX Venture Exchange will continue to trade the company shares during this time.
FreeWo meets its targets 2025 and achieves a significant improvement in earnings as well as a strengthened financial position. FreeWo has met its 2025 targets, reporting a revenue of 77.4 million euros and a strengthened financial position with an equity ratio over 30%. The company achieved a positive EBIT and completed financial restructuring following portfolio reorganization. FreeWo plans to develop into a sustainably profitable and growing technology group. Further details will be presented in the upcoming conference call on April 23, 2026.
Data Group expands executive board. Niels Ackermann will become chief financial officer starting 1 June 2026. Ackermann brings over 25 years of international leadership experience in CFO and CEO positions. His expertise in finance, meters, and A and building high-growth organizations will be crucial for Data Group's continued growth strategy. Chairman of the Supervisory Board, Max H.H. Schaber, highlights Ackermann's valuable contribution to the company's development.
ASIM All World introduces new Marriott Bonvoy benefit for members. ASIM All World introduces a new Marriott Bonvoy benefit for members, offering access to Marriott Bonvoy points to enhance their travel experiences. Members can choose from three packages: Advantage, Prestige, and Signature, with bonus points available for a limited time. This addition strengthens ASM All World's premium travel benefits, providing more opportunities for members to enjoy luxury stays worldwide.
I thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.